Many in the church are rallying around Israel in this time of war, but many more Christians are going about their business as usual as hundreds of people are being raped, held hostage, or brutally killed by Hamas. Now Hezbollah and Syria are adding fuel to the fire, and Israel is surrounded by enemies on every side. Although God has promised to defend Israel in His Word, we must be a people who obey Him by praying for the Holy Land. Our prayers matter. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and this is Praying the News. On today's episode, we're going to look at the critical need to pray for Israel at such a time as this, and model that prayer. Why should we pray for Israel? Well, Psalm 122 verse 6 tells us plainly to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Israel is still the apple of God's eye and in His inheritance, according to Deuteronomy 32:9 through 11. And God tells us to give Him no rest until Jerusalem is made a praise in the earth, according to Isaiah 62 verses 6 and 7. Also, the second coming of Christ is linked to Israel's response to Jesus, according to Matthew 23, verse 39. Israel is in trouble. Israel needs our prayer. So I urge you, Christian leaders, to teach your people how to pray for Israel. I urge you to take a stand in prayer for Israel, not just because of the blessing promised to us when we bless Israel, but because we're grafted in. According to Romans 11, if it wasn't for Israel, there would be no Christianity. Jesus was a Jew, and just like He is our Messiah, He is the Messiah of the Jews. Israel is under attack. Israel is at war. Let's war in the Spirit for Israel. Listen into this prayer for Israel from my church, Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale, and join with us at Awakening Prayer Hubs in praying for Israel and the nations. Join us at awakeningprayerhubs.com.
Those who curse Israel, God will curse. Those who bless Israel, God will bless. Yes? There's a war in the heavens over Israel right now. There's principalities and powers looking to wipe Israel off the map, and we're a praying church. And we're not called Awakening House of Prayer because we prophesy. We're called Awakening House of Prayer because we pray. And all of you there online as well, this is a critical moment in history. This could launch World War III. The enemy wants to change the times and the laws. The enemy is trying to bring and precipitate World War III before its due time, so my heart is heavy. As much as I'd like to prophesy over you, I'd rather pray for Israel. So can we get on one accord with that this morning? All right, let's do this. And if you feel inspired, I might kick it back to you if you have anything to sing over Israel or sing. So Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Katanaboshe, Jesus. Jesus, the Jewish man, Jesus, Jesus, Israel is the apple of your eye, Jesus, oh God, would you forgive us for all the times that we didn't pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Oh God, forgive us if we have not stood strongly enough for your people Israel. Oh God, would you help us, Lord? Give us prophetic intelligence, God, so that we can pray laser beam prayers that cut the enemy's plans to bits. Oh God, we lift up the nation of Israel, the apple of your eye. Oh God, we ask you to put a spiritual hedge of protection around Israel so not one more tank, not one more bulldozer, not one more terrorist can enter into that nation. God, I'm asking you to put a cease and desist order on Hamas in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to put a cease and desist order on every weapon formed against Israel, because we know that Iran is behind this attack. We know that Israel is surrounded by enemies, but we know when we are surrounded, we're really surrounded by you. So we thank you that Israel is surrounded by angel armies in the name of Jesus who are fighting for her. We thank you, Lord, that the angel armies are on assignment around Israel from the north, the south, the east, and to the west. God, we thank you for protection. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem in Jesus' name. Okay. Could pray into the Spirit.
There's a war in the heavenlies as it's tearing down wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing down wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing down principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing down wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing down wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, peace prevail. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing down wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. Let your truth prevail, let your truth prevail. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail, let your truth prevail over Israel. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing out wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail, let your peace prevail. There's a war in the heavenlies as he's tearing out wicked principalities over Israel. Let your truth prevail.
Shall be saved, just as the Muslim saw Father Abraham in the spirit and ran during the Six-Day War. I thank you, Lord, that you will intervene supernaturally in the name of Jesus. Give God one more shout of praise.
Thanks for listening. Please join us at Awakening Prayer Hubs to pray for Israel and revival in the nations. Join us at awakeningprayerhubs.com. And until next time, keep praying the news.